just the little things in life that mean the most, not where you
live. All right, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being with us. You're listening to Something More with Chris Boyd. I'm Chris Boyd, and the station is WXTK on 95.1 FM. Glad to have you with us. And if you would like to call in, the number's 508-771-8900. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk now with Erica Wasdorp, who is with me in studio. Thanks for being here, Erica.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. And so your company, A Direct Solution, is sort of a you really help people with fundraising when it comes to nonprofits, right?
I do, absolutely. And I was just listening to your show earlier and shared that one of the things I do, working with, you know, annual fund, direct mail pieces, and monthly giving, the return on investment for nonprofits there is like the cost to raise a dollar is like 5 cents to 20 cents a piece. You know,
well, that's a great rate of return.
That's a great
You're
rate
right.
Of return.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a good point. Yeah, you don't get that kind of return with most investments. So that's great. So, well, let's talk. You have a experience both working in nonprofits and working with nonprofits in your own company.
Yeah, that's correct. So I moved to the Cape 22 years ago, and I'm actually from the Netherlands originally.
Yeah.
And there I was working in publishing. And when I moved here, I started working for International Fund for Animal Welfare.
Okay.
In Yarmouthport. And yeah, I took on their monthly giving program. So we raised like about $13 million at the time. So that's like, monthly giving is like small donations that donors are making through their credit card account, through their bank account automatically. So it's a great way for them to support organizations with smaller amounts of money.
Well, with so many nonprofits on the Cape, it seems like this is a topic we should be talking about. When it comes to funding, though, you know, where does the bulk of money come from for nonprofits? Is it those major donors with deep pockets? Is it from bequeathed, you know, sizable amounts that someone leaves at death? Are there grants from the government, or is it some manner of, you know, these annual appeal or monthly kinds of things?
It's really a mix of everything. So, I mean, some organizations have historically worked and had big donors that are, you know, had a lot of money to support them. But what you find is that a lot of these major donors are moving away. They're not here, especially here on the Cape. It's a seasonal, obviously it's a seasonal area. So a lot of people in the wintertime, they go down to Florida or Arizona. So that's where their money goes when they're away.
Right.
So so that's why now it's a really, really busy time, obviously, with lots of events going on, trying to reach those donors.
That makes sense.
But yeah, it's really like a mix of like every year there's a study that's published called Giving USA that comes out in June. And that shows that 72% of donations is coming from individuals, and that's really a mix of big and small donors.
Okay, what percent was that? 70.
I think the latest was like 72%.
All right, that's interesting. And do companies, you know, nonprofits? I would imagine the size of the organization makes a big difference as to the way they get their funding. Is that an accurate impression?
Yeah, I would say that also depends. I mean, you have some startup organizations that have a great focus that all of a sudden are able to get a lot of grant funding because so many funders are saying, "Wow, this is a great idea. I know it's been missing in the marketplace." So let's fund this organization to make this happen. And then some of the existing longer standing organizations on the Cape, especially in the islands, that have, you know, have existing missions, they're well funded in terms of like existing donors, they're not as dependent on some of these foundations any longer.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a matter of like, how long have they been there? What have they historically done? What's their mission? What do donors like to support? Because it's all about the donors.
Yeah.
The donors decide, you know, it's not like you're going out and you're buying a computer. I mean, you know, the donors decide which organizations they want to support and which mission they like to support.
Whether to do it, how much to do it,
exactly.
And all that. And there's there's a lot of competition for those dollars, huh? So, well, you've written the book, so to speak, on monthly giving. So having written a book called Monthly Giving, The Sleeping Giant. So let's talk about that. How does a nonprofit get started if they don't currently have a program like this?
Well, to just like maybe to step back, why I wrote the book, because there was nothing out there. I mean, there was one person, a Canadian, who wrote a book in 1999 called The Hidden Gold, which is like, you know, obviously a big deal. And a lot of Canadian organizations and a lot of European organizations have small donors, and this is a great way, monthly giving is a great way for small donors to make a bigger contribution. $10 a month, $15 a month makes a big difference. It's $120 bucks a year, $180 a year, and they don't really realize that it's that much money.
I would think it would be really hard, though, to get, like, just thinking of my own experience, right? It's one thing to write a check for an occasion, you know, okay, I'm going to support, this year I'm going to support this organization or whatever it might be, and you might have many of those, and but plenty of calls for a variety of these, right? But to move from saying, oh, I'm going to support this here and now, to something that I'm going to support this in an ongoing manner indefinitely, that seems like a leap. How do you move someone in that way?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, you know, the rule of thumb in fundraising world is really if you ask them, they will come. So I think the key with monthly giving especially is you have to ask the donors, and you have to show that it's very convenient for them.
Yeah.
And it really supports the organization on an ongoing basis. I mean, you know, a lot of nonprofits are also thinking long term. You know, they're like businesses. They have to think like businesses. They have to think about how do I support the mission in the longer term. So monthly giving is a great way to support that mission in the longer term.
It's got to make a huge difference for an organization to be able to think in terms of a base to build from when they know they have some reliable consistency, as opposed to just where we're going to, how we're going to pay next month's bills kind of a mindset.
Exactly. You know? And again, you see that there's some big organizations in this country that are really doing a great job generating monthly donors. I mean, you basically look at your donor base, and you see there's some people are able to write a $1,000 check. Some people are able to write a $5,000 check. But a lot of people, especially on the Cape, I think, they're just not able to do that.
Right.
They may not even be able to write a $100 check, but they could do $10 from their credit card every month. And in essence, they're writing a $120 a year check.
Right.
But it doesn't feel that way. It's a great way for them to do that.
And a lot psychologically, of that's true. It is a lot easier to ask for $10 a month than it is for $100 in a sense. You know what I mean?
And a lot of retirees, people on a fixed income, they can do $5, $10 a month.
Right.
But if you look at it in the industry right now, the average monthly gift is $22. So organizations are getting $22 a month. That's $250 a year. So that's doable for a lot of
and that's meaningful donors. Too.
You it's know, very, for, very yeah. meaningful. And the good news is these donors, I mean, you still communicate with them. You make them feel special. They really care about the mission. They are 6 times more likely to leave you in their will.
Is that right?
6 times more likely.
Wait, so if they're a monthly donor?
If they're a monthly donor, yes.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes.
And how impactful is it to be remembered in a will? That could be significant dollars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what the number is right now. That's an average bequest, but it can be very significant. So again, you have these donors who really care about the mission. They've been treated well by the organization. They care about it. They like it. They're loyal. They've been giving monthly for many years. They pass on, they leave you in their will.
Yeah, nice. So is that the key, though, to getting people engaged in the mission of some kind, you know, getting them to really have that buy-in of how important this cause is?
Yes.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, again, number one, you ask them to say, hey, well, this is a very convenient way. I mean, I'm not always like looking greedy and saying, I want that $100 check.
Right.
I'm very happy with you to give me $10 a month, and that makes a difference. Every gift matters. I just read a book, actually. It's called Every Gift Matters. So it does make a difference. And, you know, some people, it's just a decimal point.
Yeah.
Some people can write $1,000 checks. Other people can just do $10 a month. And you want both
right.
as an organization because, you know, they You want donors that care about the mission, that are interested in supporting your organization. So that's really the key is make it convenient, ask the question, make the donor
really feel loved for their efforts and making an impact on with whatever amount they're doing. It's having some positive consequence.
Yeah.
In your book, you talk about various medium of, trying to do that asking process. Talk to us about that. Let's go through some of those. Do people still open direct mail?
Oh, yeah. People open direct mail a lot.
Is that right?
I do a lot of direct mail. So it still works very effective. Absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, a couple of statistics.
Do you have to do a lot? I remember with, we used to do seminars and marketing of a seminar. My brother does them, still with the estate planning firm. It would require us, 10,000 pieces of mail to go out, to get a fraction of a percent response. How does it work with this kind of thing? Is it more cost effective?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I do a lot of direct mail for what we call like annual funds. So that's ongoing operating revenue that's reaching out to your existing donors.
So it's a familiar
they're familiar with the organization already. Whether it's a newsletter, whether it's an appeal telling the story.
That's got to make it easier to reach them.
Yeah, and then that's, the cost to raise a dollar there is about 20 cents.
Okay.
So you're investing $1,000, you're getting $5,000 back.
Yeah.
And you just mail to your donors.
Okay.
And then for monthly donors, you are more targeted. So you wouldn't necessarily send it to every donor. You want to send it to donors who are, number one, have given less than $100 typically, who may have given two or three times or more before. So you already know that they're a little bit more loyal donor.
Okay, predisposed.
And then you also can look at whether or not they made a gift by credit card. So in other words, if they've already made a gift by credit card, they're going to be more comfortable giving their credit card make that monthly donation.
Maintaining
data
is a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh? Knowing the data points here.
Absolutely.
And is that something that nonprofits do tend to do well, or is that something that you have to train them and teach them how to do that?
So
it's a prolonged process.
There are some nonprofits that are do it very, very well, and then other nonprofits. I mean, everybody has the data. It's just a matter of like, how do you get it out of their database, if you will.
Or the work involved to get that.
But it's not that hard to do. I mean, you can see pretty quickly when they made a last donation and how many times they've given. So there's a lot of, even in Excel spreadsheets, you can do a lot of sorts.
It's real science to this, though, isn't there? Because
it's an art and science.
Yeah, or art. Which it's the idea of like trying to reach. I was going to say hitting up, but that's probably not the right way to. preferred terminology. Yeah. Reaching out to donors, you don't want to be doing it too much, like in that they're feeling like you're. There was one charity that I'd given to, and I felt like I consistently got a call every time I gave something. That by the time they got the check, that would be the prompt for them to call me again. You know what I mean? And so I was just like, no thanks. It turns you off. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there must be a real deliberate thought process about what's the appropriate process of that.
Again, it really is an art and science.
Yeah.
Like some organizations, they have so many stories to tell. Like animal shelters, for example, they have 500 animals a year, they technically have 500 stories to tell, and their donors love hearing their stories.
Right.
So you could technically go out 500 times a year. Of course, you wouldn't do that.
Right.
But some organizations have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
They have compelling stories, and guess what? Donors will decide what they support. And they will tell you if they get upset or not. They will let you know.
They let you know. Huh?
They will let you know, absolutely. And, to the point of the calls, I mean, I have to say I was blown away recently where I had made a small donation to an organization and one of their volunteers called me and said, thank you. Just thank you. It was great. So I didn't feel...
That would seem to go much farther than thank you.
Absolutely.
And by the way, would you like to do it again?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But again, it's that art and science between some organizations. I mean, if you're just a startup and you need to grow, well, if you don't ask for money, you have a donor there, you can't survive.
Right.
So I think that's the weighing that you have to do. And again, the donor will say, oh, no, I don't want to be called. And the way I recommend you actually do it is if a donor calls in and says, I'm upset because you're sending me two mailings a year and I only want to get one, then you say, well, we have this monthly giving program and it's a great way for you to support us. We don't have to ask you that many times, but you can give a smaller amount every month and it helps us out in our cash flow.
That's great. I could see that be a good transition point. So that's when you're getting a call in, in a sense.
Right.
Do people answer the phone? You know, we hear so much about, you know, the cold calling or, you know, phone calls being less used today, at least in sales, it sounds like, because people have caller ID and they just don't answer the phone if they know that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's interesting because I just came back from a conference and presented on telemarketing, and you see that the impact, for example, of making those thank you calls is huge on subsequent giving.
Yeah, that's a good
point. So donors do pick up the phone, or they leave, or you can leave voice messages,
right,
you know, like
for something
what they call
like that.
Absolutely. And donors like to hear from you. It's in fact, it's the number one way they'd like to be recognized. So
with a phone call,
with
or
phone
with
call.
Like a mention in a newsletter or something.
No, with a phone call.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they like hearing from the organization, and once you have them on the phone, you can tell the story. You can tell them how much they make a difference to the organization.
Yeah.
And then you can, if you can. You know, you can ask them to make a gift or become a monthly donor. So telemarketing works extremely well. So you can say, start with online, you know, send out email on newsletters, send out emails asking donors to become a monthly donor, then direct mail is next, and then telemarketing is even more successful than direct mail. But you can't reach everybody by phone, so you still got to send them a mailing or and an email. So you really have to use all of the tools.
Is email, you use them all. Yeah.
Yes,
now, is email an effective way as well?
Yes, email is an effective way. Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see today that being something.
And you have
although
that simple
you get
way.
So many emails, but I would see that being something that there'd be a certain level of penetration you'd get. Let's take a break. Can you stick around for another?
Sure.
We'll finish up the hour. We need to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about like social media and how that plays into this conversation. All right, we'll be right back with Something More with Chris Boyd and Erica Wasdorp. We'll be right back.
All right. There's gotta be something more. Gotta be more than.
All right, welcome back to Something More with Chris Boyd. Just a couple of minutes left before the end of the hour. I'm talking with Erica Wasdorp, and we're talking about planned giving, really, and monthly giving as a really helpful thing for nonprofits. And it's an area that Erica's company is kind of an expert in dealing with nonprofits and their fundraising efforts. The company's called A Direct Solution. And Erica, while I'm thinking about it, let me just give the information in case anyone's listening and thinking they could benefit from a consultation with you and trying to figure out if how to improve their nonprofit's fundraising. Adirectsolution.com is the website. Adirectsolution@comcast.net is the email. And your phone number is 508-428-4753. So any nonprofits out there listening, you want to get some insights from Erica, that'd be the way to do it. Find you on the web, probably the easiest thing to do. So we were talking about monthly giving. That's sort of your expertise, and really, it sounds like from you've written a book on that subject
matter.
And
I'm working on another one.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. And so, you know, there's a craft to trying to encourage donors, right? And some of the benefit of your experience and how that might work. You know, direct mail, email, phone calls, these are all tools in that process for nonprofits to get that monthly. And you occasionally people, you hear there are events, you know, whether it's an annual, gathering, gala, whatever it might be. Sometimes speakers, is there one that's better than another when it comes to fundraising, when it comes to the ask, you know?
Well, I mean, right now I know that telemarketing is probably one of the most successful. I mean, some of the bigger organizations are using what they call face-to-face. So you might go to a mall and you see some people like with Greenpeace shirts on or, you know, other organizations. So that's been very, very successful. Social media is growing.
Yeah.
So
is that more about PR and awareness, or is that more to actually get the click through to make the donation?
Yeah, I mean, social media is getting there, especially because once you have monthly giving set up on your website, as long as you get donors
to
go
the
there.
Website, yeah.
So, I mean, an interesting statistic again, 52% of millennials is interested in giving monthly.
Interesting.
To give you an example, Cape Cod Young Professionals just started their giving circle.
Oh.
$10 yeah. a month.
Great.
So I'm sure that they're going to be very successful with that.
Yeah. So that's a good point. And I would think too, like you were talking about telling, you know, 500 stories with the, mm-hmm. The example of the animal shelter, but social media is an opportunity where you can always be putting,
right.
you know, content out there about your stories, right?
Exactly. And again, once you have some donors who've done it, you can use their stories to say, hey, I joined, you know, XYZ organization.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you mentioned, too, you have a blog. We didn't get to talk about it, but before we get to the break for the news, give people that information.
adirectsolution.com. I write a weekly blog on monthly giving, annual fund stuff. So, great information. I want as many nonprofits and donors to do it. So.
Well, great. Erica, thanks. It was fun talking with you about this. Good luck, Chris, with all your efforts helping out great organizations on the Cape. So thanks for, and further away as well, I'm sure.
Thanks.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back after the news with something more. So stay with us.